بس هذا إرهاب الاحتلال، هذا جيش إرهابي يمارس الإرهاب حق الشعب الفلسطيني. جينا على أرضنا الفلسطيني نزرع الشجر.
These were the last words of Palestinian Minister Ziad Abu Ayn, the head of the Commission Against the Separation Wall and Settlements. He died after he was hit and shoved by Israeli forces during a protest in the village of Turmus Aya, north of occupied Ramallah. Palestinian security sources say Israeli forces beat him in the chest with the butts of their rifles and their helmets.
We're trying to plant olive trees there. We found a big number of soldiers. They don't allow to us to pass to arrive the land of the people there to help them to plant the olive trees. And they start to beat us. They beat the minister Ziad Abu Ayn, and he fall down the same moment. We took him to the hospital and he died in the way.
The killing of Abu Ayn has angered the Palestinians here, who demanded that resisting the occupation should continue in different forms and at all levels. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas quickly condemned the death of Abu Ayn, calling it a barbaric act which cannot be tolerated. He has also demanded an immediate investigation into Abu Ayn's death.
What happened today is a crime that no one can be silent about. There must be serious positions and actions to confront the Israeli occupation. In the first place, we have to stop security coordination with Israel.
Abu Ayn's body was taken to a forensic center in Abu Dis for an autopsy, as the Israeli army immediately revealed that Abu Ayn has died as the result of a heart attack. Meanwhile, 3 days of mourning over Abu Ayn's death have been announced in the occupied city of Ramallah. The killing of Palestinian Minister Ziad Abu Ayn may not be a surprise when looking at the atrocities of the Israelis against the Palestinians. But it has once again proved that to Israel, the Palestinians, men, women and children, are always easy and available targets for direct death. Mona Kandil for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.